Shadow Hills, good afternoon. Well, we're back. There's been a development with Riverside County, and Kim is going to explain how it relates to us. Kim?
Good afternoon, everyone. If you want to know the truth, I really didn't think I was coming today. I was going to take the day off, but then my email box went crazy over a Riverside County order for a curfew. So we went to look that up and talk to attorneys, and here's the outcome. There is a county order starting today at 6 p.m. till 6 p.m. tomorrow morning on curfew. Can't be out. But here's the story. The bottom line is it doesn't really affect anything within the walls of the HOA. The order says this: it shall be unlawful for any person other than those set forth in paragraph 3 to be upon any public street, avenue, boulevard, place, walkway, alley, or otherwise be in any other public area. So this pertains only to the public, which is outside the walls of our HOA. So to answer your questions, yes, you can go swimming tonight between 6 and 8. You can walk your dog between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. You can do anything. Nothing changes for us within the walls of the HOA. Now, you do need to be aware your life changes if you leave the HOA, because this curfew says you're not supposed to be out there. As you all know from the news, with all of the violence going on, they're trying to stop it. So please be aware. Inside the HOA, you're fine. No issues. Outside the HOA, you should look up that county order and be specific if you're allowed to be going to wherever it is you're going. If you have any questions, give me an email. I'll do the best I can. Now, since I'm here, I might as well talk about a couple things that have popped up because people do ask, some of the more important ones. Okay, golfers, the golf course condition is not terrific. I'm not going to beat around the bush and make excuses. On March 1, I think that golf course was probably the best condition it has been in 5 years. Troon has done an excellent job over the years, and they've given that plan to bring that course up to what I thought was just terrific. This pandemic shutdown created some issues. Namely, when the entire income of that golf course drops out, we're also cutting costs. Short story is, ladies and gentlemen, we cut staff too much, and consequently, that hurt. So the short story is, we made a mistake. We cut out too much staff, and now we're going to have to spend some time catching back up. Ladies, I understand from everybody the condition and what needs to be done. You got to give me 2 months. We need 2 months now to staff back up in order to then bring back what we did as a result of not having enough staff in order to try and cut costs. And part of this was just, I mean, between everybody working, Troon, board, we're trying to reduce the costs because of the losses of revenue. And we don't want to have to do special assessments. So that this is the motivation. Didn't work perfect, but it will work out. In 2 months, it'll be back and everything will be fine. Now, part of this was the reason that when the order came in that we had to close the golf course back in April, it was said that we would not be able to open it until June 19. That was the original closed order for the golf course. Well, as a result of that, we went ahead to do some things early in order to hopefully make it better in the end. And one of those was the transition from going from one grass to another grass. We sprayed to eliminate one type of grass early, about a month early. Now, part of the condition of the golf course when we open is because you see that. You're seeing that transition taking place, and it's taking place earlier than normal. The good news, though, is because we did spray it early, down the road, the Bermuda grass will be healthier. We just have to give it some time. Now, the other stuff about lakes and weeds and the areas, the trimming, it's just we cut back on too much staff. It's that simple. Made an error. We will now need to give me till August 1. So if you write me an email and you tell me how bad a lake is or how bad the course is or the trimming's not right or the weeding's not done or the bunker's got weeds in them, I'm going to give you all the same message and it's going to be cut and paste. Talk to me on August 1. Same message. Talk to me on August 1. Because we need 2 months to fix the problem. We can't go back. We can't bring staff back 2 months ago and start over. But we also have to move on. So we're doing everything we can to bring it up, but it's going to take 2 months, and then it'll be fine. Okay, swimmers. A lot of you have asked about swimming outdoors. As you all know, we're allowing 4 people in the indoor pool at a time, 1 in each lane. But we're only allowing 1 person outdoor in the entire pool, unless you're occupants of the same household. Now, let's keep in mind what's going on. This pandemic thing is not over. Keep in mind, Riverside is still climbing in numbers. So that is of concern to some people. We are in a complex that's the high-risk group. We all understand that, right? We're all over 55. We're supposed to be over 55. That's the high-risk group, which can cause death. Now, besides us all being in the high-risk group, there are people that live here who also have increased risk. They have underlying conditions, which increases their vulnerability to this virus. And we're trying to be very aware and trying to accommodate them through this process. By allowing only 1 person in the pool at a time, on the outdoor pools, we're allowing those people that have underlying high risks the opportunity to swim. So from the board's point of view at the moment, if we open the outdoor pools to multiple people, that group of people can't swim. So we try to look at the whole picture. There are lanes available in the indoor pool. There's plenty of space in the indoor pool. So we understand that you want to swim in the outdoor pool, but wanting to swim in the outdoor pool at the expense of some people not swimming at all, that's not going to carry the day. That's not our priority. Our priority is trying to help everybody through this. So please, if you can't get a space in the outdoor pool, there is space in the indoor pool, so that hopefully a lot of the people who can't swim with other people at this time are being accommodated. So for the moment, we're not going to open up the outdoor pools to multiple people. We have more than enough space in the indoor pool, so you may swim there. So hopefully that answers the question about swimming. Other than that, this was going to be a short message just to get to you about curfews. So please stay healthy. Now, I got to tell you, I got a little story came to me, and since I have time, I'm going to share it because it made me smile. And that was this teacher was doing an experiment, a science experiment for her sixth grade class. And she had 4 different glasses of liquid. 1 had beer, 1 had wine, 1 had whiskey, and 1 had mineral water, real healthy mineral water. She put a worm in each glass. Next day, they come back and look at the glasses, and the teacher says, look, the worm in the beer glass is dead. And the worm in the whiskey glass is dead, and the worm in the wine glass is dead, but look at the worm in the mineral water. It's still alive. And the teacher asks, what can you draw from this? And naturally, a boy raised his hand, this is a boy thing, and said, people who drink beer, wine, and whiskey don't have worms. It's that simple. So sometimes a slight different perspective will help us through all of this. You know, keep it up. You're doing great. We're going to get through it one day at a time. But keep in mind, it is not over. It is not over. Be very aware of what you're doing at the moment. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
And this is going to go out today, and Kim's message overwhelms our other podcast. But I really think you should take time and listen to the interview I did with Dr. Terry Gabrielson about ventilators. And he discusses what you're up against should you get the virus, and he answers a whole bunch of other questions that I didn't know of. And so with that, we'll bid you adieu. Until next time, bye-bye.